Hello and welcome to HP Detectives. I am Alex.
And I'm Sam.
We are so happy. We have got our own website now. HPDetectives.com.
Yeah, it's up and running. It's pretty cool. All we need is the bio on me, because I'm kind of lazy. And I didn't do it yet.
So, what we have up there, let's see, bios, links to other... links to Harry Potter websites. We have this neat thing called a Frapper, where...
you can show us where you are.
Yeah, you just go on there, and... you just put in your city, and it places you somewhere in your city. And if you want, you can put one picture of yourself up there. And you can contact us.
Yeah, you can email us at HP Detectives.
Or you can just go onto our website and click on Contact Us. Or if you have any questions for us, you can email us an MP3 of your question.
Yeah.
So let's get on to what we were talking about. We said two podcasts ago, the first podcast, that we were going to talk about Professor Snape. But we thought it would be better to do a fourth movie review, which we did a few days after the movie came out, but we had trouble getting it onto iTunes. So we did do that right on when it came out.
Yeah, we did that, like, right after we had seen it.
What do you think of Snape?
Well, I think he's pretty evil. Very evil.
Yeah.
I think he's bad. No matter what they say, I think he's bad.
Me and Sam had a discussion a few weeks ago, just a practice podcast, and the topic was Snape. And we are going to play that for you now.
HP Detectives. My name is Sam Lentz. We have another warning for you. If you have not read the 6th Harry Potter book, do not listen to this podcast. But never fear, we will have a podcast for you. Anyway, Alex, as we said in our last podcast, today we will be discussing Professor Snape. Alex, what are your thinkings on Snape killing Dumbledore?
I am not very sure about what to think, because Dumbledore trusted Snape so much. I just can't believe that he would do it. I've had some listeners tell me that they think that Dumbledore used ligamency to ask Snape to kill him, because he knew he had drunken a poison. I'm not sure if I agree with this, but that's what some listeners have said.
That's very true, Alex. And, well, I think that Alex is right about that, and also because it says right here, hang on, let me find the page. Alright, it says here that when, Harry tries to call Snape a coward, and he hates him so much, and Snape says, "Don't call me coward," I think that's meaning that Snape was very brave to kill Dumbledore, or Snape thought that he was very brave to kill Dumbledore. And also, I think that Snape was staring at Dumbledore with such hate, if you remember. I think he hated him because he thought he didn't want to kill Dumbledore, if you know what I mean.
Yes, that is very true. And I would not be surprised at all if that was true. By the way, we would just like to mention that we have a new email address. Our email address is hpdetectives@mindspring.com. Please send us your emails and comments to that email address.
Yeah, please do. Okay, and right here where Dumbledore is talking with Malfoy about his options... and then Snape comes up, and you know how he comes through the barrier? And he must have had a dark mark. So, That barrier might have meant that you must have had an active dark mark, so I don't know. But Snape has been suspicious all throughout this series.
Yes, that's very true. He has been so suspicious that, and Harry barely trusts him. I don't know what to think.
Neither do I. So, if you have any ideas, please email us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in your books, I think that would be the, if you want to look at the thing about Snape, it's in Lightning Struck Tower and Flight of the Prince. Those chapters. And Phoenix Lament in your book, if you want to look at it. So, Alex, what else do you think about this mysterious Snape?
I don't know. He is being pretty mysterious, as you said.
Maybe he put Dumbledore under some kind of curse, because if you remember, Dumbledore didn't trust him with the job of Defense Against the Dark Arts teaching, but he might have given it to him because, well, I don't know, maybe he figured since Snape knew the Dark Arts, he would know how to defend against them.
Yes, that's very true. I also find it very interesting how Snape lined the walls of his classroom with pictures of people having dark magic done on them.
Yeah, but maybe that was sort of a thing to, like, help them see what it was like.
That's true. But everyone had already felt it because
of Moody.
Yeah, Moody casted it on them.
But not the Crucius Curry.
No, he cast them.
Imperius Curry.
Yes.
But they didn't really have that, did they? The Dementor's Kiss and the Crucius Curse and the Inferi thing.
Inferius, yeah. I don't get how he has a picture of a Dementor's Kiss when Lupin said that no one knows what's under that hood.
But remember, that's just the person who has felt the Dementor's Kiss. Is what it said, and it has a wizard huddled blank-eyed against the wall, remember?
That's true.
Anyways, I don't think the Snape was a very good defense against the Dark Arts teacher, do you?
No. I think he would have done a lot better in the potions job. Speaking of potions, what do you think of his book?
Snape's book?
The Half-Blood Prince's book. What do you think of that?
Well, I think he came up with some interesting spells, though.
Yes, I think it's very interesting, and how the Death Eaters use those spells. Those are known.
Yeah.
Just like in the Quidditch World
Not
Cup.
Not the Sectum Sempra, the one, though.
Yeah. That the Quidditch World Cup,
Corpus.
They use Love Corpus.
Yeah, probably because he told them. But he wouldn't want to boast about being Half-Blood, would he?
I don't know. He was just like the Dark Lord. The Dark Lord was Half-Blood.
Yeah, but he wouldn't want him to know that he was Half-Blood because, like, you know, they had this whole thing about, like, Half-Bloods and Muggle-born.
Yeah, I really doubt whether Snape revealed that he was Half-Blood.
Yeah, he probably let everybody think all along that he is pure-blood, yada, 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 and everybody's happy.
Yeah. And they let him in, and I really wonder if he was really spying for Dumbledore.
I don't know. But,
yeah, that's a close call.
I'm inclined to think that Snape actually is good, no matter how bad they make him seem.
That's true.
Yeah. But maybe he's not.
And then Dumbledore dying.
Maybe he just wanted Snape to keep his cover.
Yeah.
And he knew he couldn't do any more good, and he'd die anyways, because there's nothing anybody could do for him anymore.
The thing is Dumbledore dying? I really thought that would happen in the seventh book.
Yeah, me too. And he said, Severus, please. At first I thought that meant he was pleading with him not to kill him, but now I think if he was pleading with him to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of weird, though, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it's very weird.
I don't know what to think of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been, like, a bad guy ever since the first book, but I'm still inclined to think that he's good.
Yeah, me too.
And if you listeners out there, if you have any ideas, please do send them to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
We would love that. Now we're going to talk about Snape from the perspective of other books besides just the sixth book.
Yeah. Okay, so, we do know that Snape has... We'll start with the description. We know he has greasy hair. He's about medium height.
Hooked nose.
Yeah, kind of a sallow skin.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, there's your description.
In other books he appears to be kind of evil, but... And, you know, in the first book he saves Harry's life, so...
Yeah, but they think he's evil.
But then it turns out he's innocent. Yeah. Sorry if you read the first... if you haven't read the first book and I just gave it away for you. Sorry. Okay, anyways, we think that... Or... I don't know. But we think that Snape is... bad in perspective to other books, but he's also bad in this book. And he's sort of good at the same time in the series, don't you think, Alex?
Yes, I think so. And just from what Sam was saying, if you have not read the first book, or if you have not read any of the books of the series, we really advise you read them. They are great books, and we really think that you should read the whole series. And I'll be in the theaters as soon as I can on November 18th to see that movie. I've seen the trailer, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Anyways,
If you want to see that trailer, you can go to AOL music video, AOL trailers, or you can go just to harrypotter.com
and watch the trailer.
And click and watch the trailer, or you can go to goblinoffire.com and watch the trailer. So many choices.
Yeah, so many choices, but only one. Okay, we were sort of thinking that Snape is kind of like Harry's arch enemy, but guardian angel at the same time.
Yeah, what I think is, Snape is a really good guy, but
he acts bad.
No, but he's still just upset over what James did to him while they're in school.
Yeah, like Dumbledore says, some wounds run too deep for the healing.
Mm-hmm. So, I think it's a good man inside, but he just carries the closest thing to James that he can get his anger out on.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And then he goes off into like Baltimore, and then he comes back, and yeah. You know the whole story.
Yes. And I think it's very interesting how the sixth book starts with Bellatrix and Narcissa.
Oh, yeah, going to Snape.
Yeah, going to Snape.
That kind of makes him seem evil, but, I know. You know, you kind of just think he's undercover, even though he seems evil.
Yeah, and also it's also interesting that he lives in a Muggle neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's something we find out.
You're supposed to hate Muggles, being a Death Eater.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Bellatrix is like, here, let me find it. She's just like, he lives here?
In this dank place?
Yeah.
And I also think it's very interesting.
Spinner's End. It's chapter 2, if you want to look at it.
I think it's very interesting how the Death Eaters, at any sign of movement, will kill. Yeah. What do you think of that, Sam?
Well, I think it's weird, but I've found the quote here. He lives here? Asked Bella in a voice of contempt. Here? In this Muggle dunghill? We must be the first of our kind ever to set foot. But Narcissa was not listening. She had slipped through a gap in the rusty railings and was already hurrying across the road. Sissy, wait! Bella followed, her cloak streaming behind.
Yes, that was on page 20. Yes, that's very interesting that he lives there, and it seems just from the Death Eaters, they think it's so interesting. I think it's very interesting how Narcissa is so set on going and seeing Snape.
Yeah, but she wants him to take care of her son. Here, I'll find the part where they make the unbreakable vow.
Yeah, the Unbreakable Vow. Yeah, I find that's also very interesting, and how Malfoy doesn't trust Snape. He says, this is my mission, not yours. Yeah. And I think it's also very interesting how Snape knows about Malfoy's mission. I think it's very interesting. Maybe the Dark Lord told him so he wouldn't put Malfoy in detention.
Yeah, here's the promise. I'll read it for you. Will you, Severus, watch over my son Draco as he attempts to fulfill the Dark Lord's wishes? I will, said Snape. A thin tongue of brilliant flame issued from the wand and wound its way around their hands like a red-hot wire. And will you, to the best of your ability, protect him from harm? I will, said Snape. A second tongue of flame shot around the wand and interlinked with the first, making a fine glowing chain. Now here's the important part. And should it prove necessary, if it seems Draco will fail, whispered Narcissa, Snape's hand twitched within hers.
Yes.
So that's saying that he doesn't want to kill Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not draw away. Will you carry out the deed that the Dark Lord has ordered Draco to perform? There was a moment's silence. Bellatrix watched, her wand upon their clasped hands, her eyes wide. I will, said Snape. Bellatrix's astounded face glowed red in the blaze of a third tongue of flame.
Yeah, I just find that very interesting that Snape is doing this, and his hand flickered, so that's saying that he doesn't really want to. Yes, and he knows that if you break him or break her whole vow,
he'll die.
Yeah. He's putting his own life in danger. I find that very interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you just pause it?
Stop. It is very interesting, and I think that I don't know how I feel about this. I really don't.
Yeah, me neither. Anyway, Well, I guess that's all for today, folks. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Welcome to the third episode of HP Detective. I am Alex Moore.
And I'm Sam.
Today we will be talking about the Half-Blood Prince.
Yes. Alright, well, let's get started then. If you remember, the Half-Blood Prince is the mysterious person inside the book that Harry gets for potions since he hasn't got one. You remember the one that Slughorn lends him?
Ah! That must be one of our callers. Hello? Oh! That's what you think? I don't know if I agree with that. But bring her to the show. Yeah, that was one of our callers, and they thought that it wasn't Snape, and Snape was just trying to do it. I don't really agree, but that's what they said.
Yeah. Well, I don't really think so either.
Because why would Snape pretend about it? Really, before the book came out, I was really trying to determine who the Half-Blood Prince is, and I thought, Voldemort, who did not?
Oh, yeah, you're kind of right. Can you back it up?
Yeah, it was out in pref conferences.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. Anyways, about the Half-Blood Prince. Well, him being Snape, I don't really know what to think about this guy, him being Snape. Alex, yeah. What do you think?
I don't really know I know it is, but I just... Doesn't seem like Snape really want to be
doesn't
shown...
Doesn't seem like he's the guy. He's the guy.
No, it just doesn't seem like he'd be wanting to show that he's half-blood.
Yeah, because if he's trying to get in with Voldemort, he's obviously wanting the pure blood.
He probably...
But then, like Hermione said, that it's only the Muggleborns they really hate.
It's probably the, what's it called? He probably made that name before he wanted to get in with the Death Eaters.
Well, I don't know. He was always kind of a sleazeball. They said so in the fifth book, remember?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I still think that Snape's not really the guy. And, well, I don't really know on this one.
Yeah. I don't really know. It's pretty hard to just believe that would be Snape.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
Well, if you callers think anything, email us.
Yeah. If you do, please email us. Speaking of email, we have got a few emails, and we will read them off now.
Alright, well, like Alex said, we have a couple emails, and we will read them off in a second, but first, I want to say that Snape really is the guy, in a way, if you know what I mean by the guy. And I think, and I don't know if Alex agrees with me, but I think that maybe Snape kind of was proud of being half a prince, as they say.
That is very true, and I have the emails here. Let's see, there's Noah from Atlanta, Georgia. His email is, do you think it might be the Goblet of Fire?
That must be about the Horcruxes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think the Goblet of Fire is a Horcrux.
Oh, I really doubt it. No, because it wouldn't be there, because the diary was dated 50 years ago, and the Triwizard Tournament had not been played in hundreds.
Yeah, but he could still somehow maybe gotten his hands on the Goblet. Let's look at the next email.
I really doubt it. Let's see, this is from Paul Marquardt from Decatur, Georgia. Why are we getting somebody from Georgia? I think Harry's a Horcrux.
Harry is a Horcrux?
Definitely not. Sorry, Paul, but Harry is definitely not a Horcrux.
I think it might be. He says that he thinks that it was that when Voldemort attacked him, he made him a Horcrux. It might have been by accident, but it fit with the prophecy. One cannot live what was it?
But then Harry would have to kill himself to kill Voldemort. That'd be so pointless.
That's true. It's like one cannot live while the other's alive. I don't know.
Maybe there's just a magical bonding. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. Anyways, thank you to Paul and Noah for sending us emails. We appreciate it. If the rest of you will do the same.
The email address is hpdetectives@mindspring.com. So, let's get back to what we were talking about before.
About?
Half-Blood Prince. I'm sure all you guys had stuff that you guys thought. Email us about that. About what you guys thought. And also, the thing I think is weird is I don't know how the rumor got out, because I don't think J.K. Rowling would really want the rumor to get out that someone big was going to die in that book. We, like, all knew it. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we didn't know who was going to die. But I don't really think she wanted the rumor to get out, but I don't know. Who knows where a rumor starts?
That's true. Could have been
just a random guy.
Just a random guess. Could have been. No one knows. I would go to, jkrowling.com, and that's just such a good website.
Yeah, it is.
eyes can't believe it.
How good? But Alex, it's right there on the web. How can you not believe it? It's right there on the web.
No, I just can't believe how detailed it is.
Well, it's from the writer of the books.
Yeah, it's true.
I think when she wrote the books, she knew how it was going to begin and how it was going to end.
She did.
But she didn't really quite figure out what was going to be in between. But she might have. I don't know.
Yeah, she might have.
And anyway, we're going to jkrowling.com right now here on our laptop.
Just to show some of the stuff. Really on there. There's a little note from her on it that, I'll read the note in a second.
Okay. J.K. Rowling official site, Harry Potter and... Right, Alex?
Yeah, it has that neat little background music.
I don't like that background music.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, that's not important, but...
So it says, welcome. Until very recently, jkrowling.com was a list of links to my publishers. Boring. I thought you'd agree so. I thought I'd liven it up a little bit. I receive thousands and thousands of letters a day that it is impossible to read, let alone answer them all. A proper website seems like a great way to communicate directly with Harry Potter fans. Everything on here was written by me, J.K. Rowling. This is where I can tell you the truth about rumors and news stories, where I can share the extra information I haven't put in the books, where I can give you hints and clues about what's going to happen in to Harry Potter next, and where I can announce I've finished book 7, and no, that's not going to happen very soon. Occasionally, the dark mark will flash at you. This is a spoiler warning. It refers only to information hidden in the book 5, The Order of the Phoenix. If you haven't finished reading the other 4, proceed at your peril.
Alex, learn how to read. But anyway, I really hope you enjoy wandering around my desk, which was specially tie-dyed. Tie-dyed for your visit. Don't knock anything over, please, and watch out for peeps. With love from J.K. Rowling, Joe T.
Yes, and I'm glad Joe to
you comes from.
J.K. Rowling.
No, her first name is Joanne. And there's been a big thing going on about eBay in Harry Potter. We advise never to buy any signed things from eBay.
eBay can get corrupt sometimes.
Here's something that says, eBay once again. Sam, will read it for us.
Yeah, wait. eBay users once again. A recent perusal of the eBay stocks of signed Harry Potter merchandise was quite alarming for the person who allegedly signed these stacks of books, posters, and even in one case, an unauthorized biography that I would never and have never put my signature to. As far as I could tell, on the day I dropped in, only one of the signatures on an offer appeared genuine. There seemed to be a lot of people out there trying to con Harry Potter fans. The same is true in respect to a huge number of unauthorized Harry Potter ebooks and audio digital files that users of eBay have offered for sale to Harry Potter fans. eBay seem unable to control or take
preventative steps to avoid users of their site offering forged Harry Potter merchandise for sale to innocent fans who might wish to purchase such goods. They also continue to refuse to accept any responsibility for allowing forged Harry Potter merchandise to be offered for sale on their site. Alright, and also here it says, offering forged Harry Potter merchandise for sale to innocent fans who might wish to... Yeah. Okay. Anyway, pretty much the thing is...
That there's forged ones going on.
Yeah, so we wish to warn you
not to buy anything. And the new thing... And there's a new thing from September 12th, the latest thing she put on here. eBay has responded to the news item in the press. On the other hand, they have said that they rely on customers... ...to police their site. On the other, a spokesman called Hanny Dursey... said that it is the responsibility of the copyright owner to report any listings that violate their rights.
Now that is just stupid.
Yeah. Alright, I wish this background music would quit because it's really annoying.
Yeah, so
I'll turn the volume down on the computer.
Okay. Is that better? Okay.
Yeah, much better. Thanks.
And then there's some other stuff on here. There is rumors. And we're reading, like, one or two of those.
Gossip!
Luna is Snape's daughter.
Okay, that is kind of stupid because it says that she still has to spend tons of time with her father.
Yes.
And if Luna were Snape's daughter, she would probably be in Slytherin, not Ravenclaw.
This is a most tantalizing idea. But no, Mr. Lovegood, the editor of the Quibbler, really is Luna's father, and Snape does not have a daughter. The last Pearl of Prophecy.
Oh, you suck, person who started that rumor.
Oh, here's one about the prophecy, about the last part, about what Paul said or something. It says... Last part of the prophecy, neither can live while the other survives, means that Harry and Neville have to kill each other.
What? Nah.
It says it's wrong. See the answer to the poll question for a little more education on Neville's relation to the prophecy.
Duh!
Yeah.
You stupid, whoever started that rumor too.
I mean, all these rumors are stupid. I'm just going to go to, like, one from, like, 5 years ago, or whichever.
All right. These potions are stupid. For one thing, Nicholas Flamel is dead. You people who wrote these, you're stupid. People who sent these in, you're, like, not very smart. Okay? You probably didn't get a quality education.
Mm-hmm. I know. This is just stupid.
Dumbledore is really Ron. Oh my god. That's just so pointless.
I know.
It's not even funny.
Okay, the last one. Will Harry become Minister of Magic in the 7th book? 17 is too young to enter politics.
No, definitely not. Whoever wrote that in, you're stupid too.
Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, how stupid is this?
Lily Potter is still alive. Pointless. Lily Potter was once a Death Eater. Pointless.
Crookshanks is an animagus. Now that could be true, but no.
Definitely not, Alex.
Crookshanks could be an animagus, I think.
I doubt it.
He's not. But he's pure. He's not pure cat either.
Oh.
If you buy Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, all royal. He's the cosmic relief, which means helping some of the poorest children in the world. You might just be able to work out what Crookshanks really is. I bought that book, and I'll try and bring it onto the next podcast. If you want to buy it, I believe they are still selling them on Amazon.
Of course, the usual. You have to buy another book to find it out. That means more profits for you.
Of course.
The usual.
Of course. JK, but did you see what JK Rowling, she is donating 100% of the money made to help poor children.
Ah, from that one book?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. That's a good song. Yeah, please listen to it.
It's not just that, it's...
Excuse you.
It's right. Also... Yeah, it's also, it comes in a set with Quidditch Through the Ages, which is a great book. It has, like, the origin of, the Snitch.
Yeah, and Quidditch.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what Quidditch is, they play with the rocks from Blunder. It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I think so.
And they played with, like, goal hoops being, like, trees.
Yep.
Pretty sweet.
If you have Harry Potter Quidditch World Cup, you'll know what Quidditch is.
Oh, yeah, you can play it on that game. It's fun.
Yeah.
I have that game.
That's pretty fun.
Actually, it's not much different, but it kind of feels different. It feels loose on your controller.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Or if you have an Xbox, it does. I don't know about other game systems.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to the book. Alex?
Yeah?
Got any views?
Yeah. There's a lot about this, and there's great books, and there's so much to talk about.
Yeah. Well, we don't have very much time left, though, Alex.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, not much time? It's not like we have our time on the air that we can be. We can be here for as long as we want.
I don't. I have to go back and finish my homework.
Homework, okay.
Alright, so I guess that wraps it up for us. So I guess that wraps it up for us next time for our podcast.
Yes. That was the practice podcast. We thought we'd play it because theme was Snape. As you can tell, it's practice. We did that before we did any of the other podcasts, because we were just doing a bunch just to see how they sounded.
Yeah, and we were already figuring, you know, we did this one even before we did our first one, because we were figuring we would
talk about
this in the second one.
Yeah, but we want to talk about the first one, but the first one we decided that... Yeah.
Half-Blood Prince was better.
That R.A.B. was a lot better.
Yeah, and Half-Blood Prince.
Mm-hmm. But Half-Blood Prince came up in here as being Snape. Yeah.
Yeah, and we also mentioned that a little bit in our first podcast.
Yeah. So, when you get a chance, head over to HPDetectives.com. Not HP Detective. Plural. HP Detective is a website about this lady who wrote a book about unraveling the mysteries of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Wait, do we want people to go there?
I don't know.
Is it an okay website?
If you want to go there, do it. We have not looked around it. We've just got from listeners. And please go onto our website and click on contact us.
And then email us.
Email us, or as we say, you can just, or you can email us the
old fashioned way.
No, that, or you can email us MP3 of your questions that we want to bring up on the show. And if you do that, we will bring them up on the show.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. I guess that'll be it for today.
Yeah, this is Sam Osborne and Alex Marquardt signing off. I spin around like a crazy elf. I dance and die.
yourself.